did you get an interest in The Way International? What sparked that in you?
I had heard of them, maybe like just out of high school, somewhere around there.
Okay.
But didn't really think about one way or the other. But when I was, I guess, out of college, a friend of a friend had a son who was in the way in Denver, and I was about to move there for a year. So he said, I heard the way is a cult. Could you talk with him when you get out there? And I really didn't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, sure, I guess I should learn. So I happened to pick up PFAL book at a used bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
So I started reading and, studying it, and it just blew me away how much stupidity and deception there was in this book.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that gave me a basis to talk with him. So I met the guy, and we talked, and he had finished the class but wasn't very active.
Mm-hmm.
But that led me to read and study and to summarize my thoughts and things about it.
Right.
And I eventually showed my kind of written analysis to a fellow I met a year later, and he offered to publish it, and that became the first article I did. And thank God for him, because he really rewrote the thing. It was really miserably written.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I needed a couple people like that, one to draw me into it and then one to help me along in cultivating the mechanics of writing and publishing.
Mm-hmm. So what year was that?
78, 79.
Oh, okay.
About then.
So you heard about it a long time ago.
Yeah, wow. I still think about that. Why is it almost 30 years? This is a little frightening to think about. But and the benefit for me is it gives me a range, history. I've been, studying, learning, talking to people for a long time, and it gives me the perspective of history.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you still have a lot of people getting in contact with you?
Yeah, through the website that I have.
Right.
I hear email from people.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of runs in spurts. And when Waydale was active, I heard from a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was writing more then because there was more, issues that are coming up and piquing people's interest. So then it was, quite heavy. Now it's maybe a few people a week, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I hear from email-wise. And once in a while, I get inspired and write something, but that kind of comes and goes, too, with the situation and my interest.
Mm-hmm. Well, you may get more now after we put this up, and we're premiering a new main site in the next couple of days, and we're going to use links again, and you're mm-hmm. prominent in the links, so you may get some more traffic, wanted or unwanted, but. I think it's magnificent the stuff you're doing. You're really one of the main reasons that I started Grease Spot. From what when we got together back in, I want to say 86 or so, where you showed me all the different stuff and the different editions and the deception that
mm-hmm.
that Werewolf had done, where I spent a day out at your house and. And that had just a tremendous impact on my life, and I've been forever thankful for that too. I was still smoking at the time, and I went hours. And when I don't know if you've ever smoked, but when smokers just an hour or two, and that's about the limit. And I remember going like about 4 or 5 hours and didn't even really think about it for a long time. And then finally snuck outside and had a cigarette. But it was a great time.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. Yeah. Could for the audience pronounce your name? Because I've heard people pronounce it all sorts of different ways.
Well, I pronounce it different ways, too. So
oh, you do?
No different than I am. If I don't know someone, I call it Jude, because that's the easiest to figure out.
Right.
The pronunciation from the old country in German is Yiddish, where J's sound like Y's, like
right.
Johann Bach, you know?
Right.
So you just, so if I know someone, I'm going to call myself that. And if I don't know someone very well, then I say Jude. So
yeah,
flip the coin.
Okay, good. I was reading today, I wanted to, a quote that you had, and this was an article, I think this is one of the earlier articles that you did with personal freedom, mm-hmm. personal freedom outreach, the what to do now that I've left.
Mm-hmm.
And you got into a section of where do I go from here? And you said some people have retreated into whatever religion or lifestyle they had before taking Power for Abundant Living. Others are producing near clones of the Way Ministry that seem like a sequel to a B movie. Two attempts are Pacific West Fellowship with Steve Sahn and American Fellowship Services, which eventually became CES with John Lynn. Of course, they claim that they're not like the Way or national churches, but they do intend to publish books, periodicals, and articles, provide a network of fellowships, and